Music That Moves Me celebrates the arts and power of music in Maine thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Lee Auto Malls, and listeners like you. In today's audio diary, we'll hear from Rick Gallion of Jefferson. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
Dance kind of intrigued me. It always did, but I never thought I would really be able to do it. And I thought, well, maybe I'll just take a class just for the heck of it and see what happens. And some sort of fate it was. We were two of the oldest people in the ballet class. So, yeah, we kind of just started talking, and they put us together. She was very tolerant of me as a clumsy beginning partner at that time. And the dance was just so important to us, and we just started hanging out together. My dear friend Madeline Johnson. She was a striking beauty, tall with a dancer's body and long blonde hair. We weren't romantically involved or anything like that. It seemed like it would have actually spoiled our relationship because we were dance partners. That seemed more important. But yeah, we'd go for months and months and not see each other. And then we'd run into each other for some reason or another. She'd call me, I'd call her. It was like we'd never been apart. But it was, such a shock when I found out she died. You know, because I thought, why didn't she call? Why didn't she say something? But I can see now why she didn't want to. It's just not her way of doing it. The piece of music that moves me is The Lark Ascending by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Seems like her life was kind of hanging by a thread. You know, she was just kind of getting by. She didn't have a lot of family. She didn't have a lot of support mechanisms going for her like a lot of people have. And that music just seems to have that quality to it. Just that sort of light, thin, fragile quality to it that her life seemed to have, you know. But at the same time, it had that sort of hopeful, uplifting kind of tone to it. Nothing ever got her down. You know, she never complained about anything. And that kind of helped me in that period. I think I needed that. I needed somebody who wasn't a complainer, who was had a good outlook on life. And it was just fun to be around her, you know. I enjoyed her company. I'm Rick Gallion. My wife and I run a bed and breakfast in Jefferson, Maine. This is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me stories are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mainepublic.org for all the details.